Berkata Umaka, last Sunday, you remember at 11 p.m. did you stay up and pray together with the Pope? Did you watch? It's okay. Important with the heart, not with the eye. So we have adoration from 8 to 12 and more than 100 people coming. It's a beautiful experience because we experience pray together, the whole world, one time, just 1 hour. It's very, very interesting. Really quiet. You can see that the Kung Kao Po or Sun Examiner, you can see the pictures from all over the world. Of course, not every place, no? But most we can experience the centeredness of our church. One mind, one heart. That moment, I think, is historical. Anytime we pray, we are one mind, one heart with the church. But that's a very particular moment. So, thank you that you pray together. Even you cannot come to church, but we pray together. One family, right? Okay. Go back a little bit from last week. Towards the end of the way of the cross, which I was making, sometimes she's so weak, she cannot make anything. But sometimes she can even make the way of the cross. You know, sometimes she just cannot, even Marcy cannot come down. The Lord began to complain about the souls of religious and sisters and priests. So not you, so your excuse. Jesus complained about the priests, the nuns, because they offer themselves to the service of the church and then they don't live up. You have so many difficulties, is another thing, no? Your family, in-laws, all these disturbing. About the lack of love in chosen souls, Jesus complaining. Jesus' word, I will allow convents and churches to be destroyed. Word of Jesus. Eh? It's serious. I answered, Jesus, but there are so many souls praising you in convents. Counter action. Eh? The Lord answered, the praise wounds my heart because love has been banished from commons. Let me say, we pray with the mouth, but we don't live with charity. Souls without love and without devotion, souls full of egoism and self-love, souls full of pride and arrogance, souls full of deceit and hypocrisy, lukewarm, souls who have just enough warmth to keep them alive, even lukewarmness, no, lukewarm soul. We consider ourselves quite good. We be 60% good. We are satisfied. No. That's lukewarm, no? Not cold, not hot. Okay, that's a problem. It's not okay. So, I'm telling myself, I'm telling yourself also. Don't presume that you are doing okay. It's okay. It's not okay. Jesus is not okay. My heart cannot bear this. All the graces that I poured out upon them flow off them as off the face of a rock. Even lukewarmness, lukewarm attitude. The grace of the Lord cannot enter. Of course, this place is pointing to the sisters, to the priests. But the same to you. You're hard-hearted. The same. I called commons into being so sanctified, into being to sanctify the world through them. It is from them that a powerful flame of love and sacrifice should burst forth. But today, Jesus sent you to Hong Kong. It's a pagan city. And you are the kind of common. Yourself is a common. Right? If you don't live up, you say, oh, the others are not living, so I can just do it my way, not the way that Jesus wants you. You're the same. You give bad example. And if they do not repent and became enkindled by their first love, I will deliver them over to the fates of this world. So priests and nuns are called to love Jesus as much as they can. They didn't. So Jesus is very upset. The same is for you. Don't tell yourself that I'm not religious. I can be better. I can do my way. If more excuses, it's no excuse. Because Jesus loved all, not only the priests. Don't think that only the priests get God's graces. You have the graces, and you don't live up. How can they sit on the promised throne of judgment to judge the world when the guilt is greater than the guilt of the world? There is neither penance nor atonement. O heart, which received me in the morning and at noon, are all ablaze with hatred against me, hatred of all sorts. Maybe you don't have hatred, but maybe you have gossips. O hearts, especially chosen by me, were you chosen for this, to give me more pain? The great sins of the world are superficial wounds on my heart. But the sins of the chosen soul pierce my heart through and through. When I tried to intercede for them, I could find nothing with which the word for sinner. When I tried to intercede for them, I could find nothing with which to excuse them, and being at the time unable to think of anything in their defense, my heart was seized with pain. Even Faustina find no excuses that the nuns or the priests can do otherwise. Even she want to tell Jesus, please, but no excuse. You know, if some excuse, perhaps Faustina for you, but more excuses, no? Oh, you're far from home, homesick, and nobody understand you. And then Faustina, she's general secretary, no? She might say something before the Lord. Okay, give them a break. But not for priests and nuns. No excuse. Then the Lord looked at me kindly and comforted me with these words: do not cry. There are still a great number of souls who love me very much. But my heart desires to be loved by all. By all. So you don't presume that, oh, the others are love Jesus already good enough, so you can, you know, slip away. And because my love is great, that's why I warn and chastise them. Love is love. Cannot receive no love. No space for people who have no love. Even a little thing, you don't love. It doesn't mean Jesus doesn't love you. He cannot take you in because you are so dirty. Maybe not very dirty, but a little bit dirty, even dirty. It's a cloth, white. Any dust can see, you know, can dirty the. Struggle with a certain temptation, that's the word of Faustina. There was a person who kept accosting me with flattering words, and since he knew when I went out to go to chapel or to the veranda, this he, I think, is a kind of the image of a devil, no? In a man's figure. So she encountered she was going to the chapel, and on the way, there's a man, you know, it kind of, you know, the figure of a devil. He would bar my way. Since he did not dare approach me by himself, he found another person like himself. But neither of them dared approach me. As I was on my way to the May devotion, the month of May, our devotion of Heavenly Mother, they were already standing there where I had to pass. She can see two figures obstructing the way. I hadn't yet reached them when I heard enticing words directed at me. This is a kind of temptation, eh? Just like the time of Eve. When she looked at the tree, knowing the knowledge of, you know, the tree of knowledge, you know, by the time with Eve. And the voice coming in, "Why don't you take it? It's beautiful." She's the same. And the Lord permitted me to know the intentions of their hearts. She knew the heart, which was not good. I felt they would block my way after the service, and then I would have to talk to them. For up to that time, I hadn't said a word. Some teaching day here, I think. Never talk to temptation. Cut it. No negotiation. By the time Jesus was, you know, after 40 days fasting and got the temptations, Jesus never argued, never say, no, never say. The word of God is this, I do this. It's commanding. Not that perhaps, oh man, not this way, not this means. No, it's no. When I left the chapel, they were there, armed and waiting for me to pass. This time, I was overcome with fear, you know. Then Jesus stood by me and said, "Do not fear. I am with you. Take this word in you. Do not fear. I am in you." I think you encounter so many temptations during the day, right? So many temptations, each one of us. Then I felt an extraordinary strength in my soul, which I cannot describe it. And being a few steps from them, I said boldly and loudly, "Praise be Jesus Christ." Before temptation, you know, some temptations coming near. Praise to Jesus Christ. Sometimes temptations come from your mind. Watching something there, and then you got some bad ideas. Yeah, you create something. Praise to Jesus Christ. Only Jesus has the power to fight against devil, evil spirit. And they, stepping aside, responded, "Forever and ever, amen." They cannot say otherwise. You know, Jesus is the Lord. Even for them, Jesus is the Lord. Forever and ever, amen. Interesting, eh? As if struck by lightning, they bowed their heads, not even daring to look at me. After I had passed, I could hear some malicious comments. Ever since that time, when this person sees me, he runs away in order not to meet me, and I, thanks to the Lord, have been left in peace. So, praise to Jesus Christ. This is the word Jesus teaching us. And Jesus comforting us. Do not fear. I am with you. and say loud praise to Jesus Christ. It's a good lesson, huh? So many times we have so many temptations, and we take so many, sometimes we have all the excuses. Oh, it's not too much. It's okay lah. Not serious. Perhaps only when you sin, the beginning, only when you sin. After Holy Mass, I went out to the garden to make my meditation. Since there were not yet any patients in the garden at this time, and so I felt at ease. As I was meditating on the blessing of God, my heart was burning with a love so strong that it seems my breast would burst. Suddenly, Jesus stood before me and said, "What are you doing here so early?" She's meditating. "What are you doing here so early? You, so early. 6:30. Jesus asked you a funny question, eh?" I answered, "I'm thinking of you, of your mercy and your goodness towards me. And you, Jesus, what are you doing here?" Interesting. It's a dialogue. What do you mean? This is what you mean. I think this is childlike. We need to have this kind of conversation with Jesus, no? At times when Jesus is so far away, so majestic, and we dare not say anything, and just only bow the head. No. Jesus is a brother in a certain sense, right? You should treat him as your younger brother. You can say, shout at him, "Why don't you do this? Why don't you call me daughter?" It's interesting. "And you, Jesus, what are you doing here?" You know what Jesus answered? You please do something, eh? Jesus says, "I've come out to meet you." No. Okay. "I've come out to meet you, to lavish new graces on you. I'm looking for souls who would like to receive my grace." This is coming merely for us. Perhaps we say we sacrifice so much, we get up so early to before the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus is waiting for you to give so much graces. It's ready for you. His heart is like that. Many times when we think we love Jesus very much, we forgot that Jesus loves so much. And you might be, you love him only 1%. And he loves you 99%. During Vespers today, the Lord gave me to know how well pleased he is with a pure and free heart. Pure and free heart. Pure means chaste. Nothing of the world. Only mainly love. And free, not obstructed by things, distracted by so many other things. Of course, there are so many distractions, but don't be distracted. We are distracted because we take it for granted. No. Even the time you have to be distracted, say no. Don't yield to distraction. Whenever you find out you are distracted, come back. Mostly, when we see the rosary, our soul flying everywhere in the world. Maybe flying back to your back garden of the Philippines. The butterfly, the sparrow, your mother is calling you. But when you come back, you have to come back. You just allow yourself wandering, or perhaps next year go to Canada. Much better. Better salary, better opportunity. It's true. Right? On my way to the veranda, I went into the chapel for a moment. My heart was plunged in profound adoration, praising God's incomprehensible goodness and his mercy. Then I heard these words in my soul. I am and will be for you such as you praise me for being. You shall experience my goodness already in this life and then to the full in the life to come. O Christ, I'm delighted when I see that you are loved and that your praise and glory resound, especially the praise of your mercy. O Christ, to the last moment of my life, I will not stop glorifying your goodness and mercy. With every drop of my blood, with every beat of my heart, I glorify your mercy. I long to be entirely transformed into a hymn of your glory. When I find myself on my deathbed, may the last beat of my heart be a loving hymn in praise of your unfathomable mercy. One mind, one heart, Faustina, always thinking of Jesus, nothing else. Today, the Lord said to me, you shall make a 3-day retreat before the coming of the Holy Spirit. I myself will direct you. You shall not follow any of the rules required for retreats or use any books for meditation. The task is to listen attentively to my words. For spiritual reading, you shall read one chapter from the Gospel of St. John. This is now Jesus teaching her through reading the Gospel of St. John. You might try that when you have free time. Read the Gospel of St. John. And ask Jesus, please, the way you teach Faustina, directing her retreat, please direct me also. Ask. Don't be ashamed, not your child. Faustina is our older sister, right? You can tell Jesus, you gave her, why don't you give me? Jesus, why don't? You know what Jesus will tell you? What will tell Jesus will tell you? You think? Can you compose some words? What Jesus would say? Of course, I cannot say for Jesus. But Jesus said, I'm waiting for you already for a long time. You never ask. Can that be a good script for Jesus? This I make it. I think Jesus would love to. I think she loved you more than I. The words of his love is more than my love, my word. But I think Jesus is very open, always open. That's why you come here. Yeah, that's Jesus through Faustina. Just say, invite you here to listen to her words. The word to Faustina is to you, not to the others. Otherwise, you lose the grace. Unfortunately, if you don't follow Jesus, you don't love Jesus the way, with this simplicity, why are you here? Why are you here? You know, Jesus is always joking with us also. Why you come here? So, let us...